a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride!
Welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen.
And David Hasselhoff bringing us in with Jingle Bells.
Nice job.
Breakthrough Entertainment star-studded
Christmas. Doesn't sound drunk.
And isn't that Baywatch? Was he in Baywatch?
Yeah.
But you know what? As a musician, a singer, he's huge in Europe. Like
yes,
Germany
he is.
And stuff. It's amazing. He's not known for Baywatch there. He's known for his singing.
Right. And of course, one of the hosts of America's Got Talent, and you can go out and see Pip the Magic Dragon tonight. Remember, he is out at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy.
Yeah.
So check that out. Definitely a great performer, Pip the Magic Dragon. I know I'll be there.
You're going to be there? Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Hopefully, of course, Frozen's going to be opening for him, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what he said.
Yes.
He did?
Yeah, he invited Frozen. He said, what can the duck do?
Really?
And he's going to tap dance.
Not really, but
Frozen's going to tap dance as the opening act.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my partially birthday party. No one wanted to go, but Shannon will be there.
What do you mean nobody wanted to go?
People wanted to go see him, but they didn't want to be there with me, I guess.
Well,
you know
what? Speaking of birthday parties, our next guest is so creative and has some great ideas, not just for birthday parties, but all kinds of things.
I know. I was excited about some of his Thanksgiving creations.
Yes.
Of course, tryptophan, turkey and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're talking all about Christmas.
Is tryptophan
all about
a flavor?
Ice creams
from Scooptacular Nindy Wadhwa. Thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Thank you, guys.
We're very excited. So, of course, the turkey and gravy sold out, right?
Yes.
That's gone for the year.
It is.
Oh, it's done for the year? Gone?
It's done, yep.
Oh, but next year, maybe.
You got it.
Well, he said this was their eighth year.
Oh.
Sixth year. Yes. Sorry. It's an even number. No, I'm just teasing. Sixth year. That's right. It's because Ava, your beautiful daughter who's here, is eight. So I had eight in my mind. Sixth year of doing the turkey and gravy flavored ice cream, and this year was the best.
That's right.
Wow. So it was a favorite.
It was really good.
Wow.
Yes.
Turkey and gravy. I can't even imagine, but it would melt in your mouth.
Well, you know, it's like having the Thanksgiving dinner, but an ice cream.
And dessert at the same time.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that.
You've had the chips, right? The Boulder Canyon chips. We had those here.
Those were really good turkey and gravy flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've had the Jones's sodas, and that's kind of where the inspiration came from.
Today. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Very cool.
Wonderful. Well, before we go any further, tell us where we can find Scooptacular.
You got it. We got two locations. Our first one's in Levine, so 51st Avenue and Baseline. And our second location we just opened up 2 months ago. That's over in Gilbert at the Santan Village Mall.
Wow, nice.
I think our civil rights attorney is in Levine.
Yeah.
Right? Doris Markovic.
We haven't heard from her for a while.
No.
Thank God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, maybe she's too busy trying all the flavors over at Scooptacular.
I know. She probably hangs out there.
Northwest, perhaps?
We'd love to, eventually. Yep.
Yeah,
slowly and steady.
It's a cool place out there. And, of course, then you could go northeast, Scottsdale.
You got it. Do all four corners.
Yeah, that would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Wow, nice. Wow.
And your hours, of course, you open at 10 o'clock and at the Levine location, right?
The Levine location opens at noon.
Noon, okay.
And we close at 9, and then the Gilbert location opens at 11, and we close at 9.
How about during the summer? You might change hours? Or?
We try to keep them consistent all year round.
That makes sense.
Yeah, keeps it easy for us.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Good business guy.
Now, I have to say, because you mentioned birthday.
Yeah.
I think this is the most creative thing I have ever heard about. That they offer, and I want to do this with my grandkids. I really do. So I'm so excited about this. Tell our audience what you were telling me that you have, that you can do just for any special occasion, but also especially for kids' birthdays, and where that inspiration came from.
You got it. Well, you kind of mentioned you had a very favorite flavor as a kid growing up, and you can't find it anywhere. So you can come into our store. We'll let you make a gallon of ice cream. You can make it any way you want. However creative you want to be. So you mentioned a toasted coconut almond. So we could totally make that. So you can come in, set up an appointment with us. We'll make any flavor you want, and we'll have fun with it.
That is really cool.
And so then the kid can come and make their own flavor. Or like he said, there was an engaged couple for Valentine's Day.
That's right.
That made their flavor of ice cream, bringing their two favorite flavors together.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, you know, chocolate and peanut butter. Look what happened to that.
That's right.
I'm just teasing. Yeah. But so, yeah, there he said one kid decided to make cotton candy, peppermint and peanut butter.
It was quite the flavor. Wow. It was his special flavor. So.
But yeah, you can make, so the kid can make their own special flavor and take home a gallon. Or the adult like me, toast and almond, my favorite.
How about like mustard and mayonnaise?
Yeah. We can do it.
Kind of like Jelly Belly. You just pick whatever flavors and you just combine them in your mouth.
Oh, we did that at Thanksgiving. There were some ones like, oh, this is this
the
green
bean
one.
Boozled.
Could,
yeah.
Yeah, the bean boozled ones.
Yeah,
whoa.
I like the grass one was good, though, the freshly cut one.
I like the Harry Potter ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Harry Potter.
It works for the Kerrygold cows.
How far ahead of time do you have to know what flavor in case you have to get other ingredients?
If it's something unique, you know, at least a week or so.
Yeah.
You can ask for something.
Because you
of a
need
heads up.
Time
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Wow, and you could almost get anything,
you,
huh?
You can really do anything you want, whether as creative as you want to be. We had a couple come in that were getting married, and they actually made their, took the, husband and the wife's two favorite flavors, and we combined them, and that was their flavor at their reception for their wedding. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, could have lots of fun with it.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he said you could also even bring in, if it's something that's very unique,
yep.
you could even bring in your own ingredients. For instance, if we decided that we wanted to make our own ice cream flavor that had little bits of Carla Hall's
I was gonna say,
pecan shortbread in it.
Oh,
we could do that.
Yeah, those, you, that by the way, that was
imagine,
Carla Hall's recipe for
could
the
Could you imagine a delicious, even just vanilla ice cream with some caramel swirls and little
good.
Bits of that pecan shortbread?
Yeah.
Would that not be to die for?
Signed an autograph by Carla Hall.
Ooh, we could, Carla's cookies, caramel.
Ice cream and cookies.
Carla's caramel cookie.
Ooh,
it could be our next big seller.
I like it.
Wow.
We'll have to talk to Carla about that because it's got her name on it. But that I think that would be a very good idea as well.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, if anyone is just now joining us, we are joined right now by Nindy Wadhwa on behalf of Scooptacular here in studio. We're talking about some holiday flavors of ice cream. And you brought us several to taste test here in studio. I see cinnamon, gingerbread cookie,
pine tree.
Pine tree. There should be pine tree.
I've done that.
No,
come on.
Peppermint white chocolate.
Rosemary. Yeah,
peppermint
really
white eggnog, cane,
creme brulee, and
abuelitas.
Yes,
ay,
that
que
one.
Rico, abuelitas.
Wow.
And what is abuelitas? Because that basically means my sweet grandmothers.
Yeah.
So, but what's in that?
So that's a really cool flavor. So our very first employee that we hired when we first opened, she's still with us, and she decided to make a new Christmas flavor, and I had no idea. And so she came up with this because she loves the Mexican hot chocolate drink, and it's the abuelitas.
Nice.
So it's a dark chocolate with cinnamon and sugar swirls in it, and it's really good.
I would love to try that one first. We've got to taste that one.
And Eric and Kathleen, there's plenty of spoons here, so come on
down. Look at all the spoons he brought.
Now, I do have to ask. We have Ava here, okay? And Ava is 8 years old. And I think every kid out there dreams of having their parents own an ice cream parlor. And now your parents own two.
She probably doesn't want any more ice cream.
Do you have a favorite flavor of ice cream? Or if you could make whatever flavor you'd wanted, what would you make?
My favorite one is Cookie Monster with cookie dough chunks in it and mashed up Oreos. With the cotton candy flavor.
Wow.
She is so articulate. I loved how you said that.
That's called Cookie Monster? Wow.
That is one of our best sellers.
That sounds really, really
good. Good for you.
Who came up with that idea?
You know, it was actually another store in Kansas City that before we launched, they kind of helped us out with some flavor ideas, and it was one of their creations.
Oh, that's neat.
So we picked up on it and worked with them, and it's a great flavor.
And now you're working with local dairies around here too?
I work for a local dairy as well, and so we're in a partnership to eventually start developing our own mix. That's
wonderful.
In the works down the roads. Yes.
Awesome. Oh, well, of course, Joseph is digging in right now to the abuelitas.
And this is, again, what? Hot
abuelitas.
This is called abuelitas, which is a Mexican hot chocolate type flavor, but it's made with dark chocolate, cinnamon.
And sugar crystals.
I normally don't eat ice cream for breakfast, but.
Yeah?
Oh.
Well, and the thing is that. When you have your own creamery where you're actually making your own ice cream, I'm sorry, ready-made ice cream just does not match it at all.
Yeah.
No matter how high quality the brand or anything, there is just a texture to homemade ice cream.
It tastes like chocolate horchata.
But horchata is a rice.
There's cinnamon in it. Yeah,
it's got, because of the cinnamon flavor. This is delicious.
Okay.
Wow. And this
so
is
Kathleen,
still in stock.
Eric, you're welcome to come on down and have some ice cream. Really?
Would you like
tasty.
Some? Would you like some, Ava?
She wants eggnog. Is there eggnog in there?
Yeah, there's eggnog.
That's what she wants to try.
There. Yeah.
Do you like that?
And there she goes, and smile on her face. She loves it. Thumbs up.
What do you think, Ava?
It's good.
An 8-year old perspective.
Are you a fan of chocolate?
No.
No, not really?
But still delicious.
Okay. So it's like, it's okay if you like chocolate.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. See, now I have a son who's not a fan of chocolate, which I don't know how he came from my womb because I'm a chocoholic. And one of my sons is a chocoholic. My other one, any flavor but chocolate. Is that how you are, kind of, Ava? Kind of,
it's kind of because I love chocolate too, but she goes after her mother.
Wow.
That's really delicious.
That's really good. Now, I think we got to try that eggnog because that's what Kathleen says she's looking forward to.
Eggnog and then, peppermint white chocolate.
Here
and
she
cinnamon,
comes.
Creme brulee is one
go,
of my
Kathleen.
Favorite flavors too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There's eggnog.
Do the honors, dig into there, and we'll get you on camera.
Is it made with real eggnog or?
Your first taste impression.
Here we go.
And she's got the spoon in her mouth.
Awesome. Better than like eggnog.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Ice cream's better than eggnog.
Eric, she's leaving you for the eggnog ice cream.
Oh, darn.
Just for a few seconds.
Actually, why can't she have them both?
Why not?
It's Christmas time. You're supposed to get all the gifts.
Mm. I don't.
He's got his eye on another one, too.
Now, see, she's not a chocolate fan, and he is not an eggnog
fan. That's
the
one I have an eye on.
I'm with Caroline on
this one. He's a creme brulee fan.
Yeah.
I'm an eggnog fan, not a chocolate fan.
Oh, really? Okay. So
I'm eggnog, not chocolate.
There we go.
This is actually my first eggnog of the year.
Now, see,
really?
If you...
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I was like, we got a week till Christmas. I haven't had any eggnog until right now.
And yet, you know what? If you look at me, you know that there's really no flavors I don't like. I love them all. I love food. Especially
this is
ice
fantastic.
Cream.
It is. It's really good.
That's the creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
Who wants to try that? Anyone?
I do.
That is really incredibly tasty.
Oh, there's a creme brulee too?
You want one?
No.
Oh.
I mean, they all sound great, but I can't eat ice cream.
This is a clean spoon.
Okay.
This is what you use.
Oh, and just so everyone knows, we are talking about Scooptacular. Mm-hmm. Nindy Wadhwa joining us here in studio with all these wonderful holiday flavors. Kathleen,
man.
Oh, that creme brulee.
Too, I really love that.
Wow.
That's my favorite so far.
Wow.
At this point.
That's like eating.
That's creme brulee.
Air
that's,
on ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good description.
Here's
Let's
a gingerbread
try
cookie.
One. Which one is that?
That's gingerbread cookie.
Ooh, I bet that's good. Here we go.
I feel so wasteful with these spoons. They're so cute. They're hot pink. And they're really...
Oh, that is delicious.
Now
that
this
I don't
is
even
this
like
is the creme brulee.
That's good.
This is
like
the creme brulee. This is the eggnog?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
I've got to try the eggnog. I'm an eggnog fan, but I don't buy it. I haven't bought it this year because no one else in the house likes eggnog, but I love it. No, I would drink
this
the whole
is
thing.
Amazing how you can get this flavor.
What have you got there? What is that one?
It's a gingerbread cookie, right?
Yep, gingerbread
cookie. I mean, that is really amazing.
Okay. Let's show our
mirror. Oh, yeah, look at the beautiful.
This one's one of my favorites, the cinnamon.
Cinnamon is
so
good?
Saigon cinnamon.
I'm going to try that.
So
I love cinnamon. Use like Macara cinnamon or
is this
Saigon
another
cinnamon?
Spoon?
Oh, Saigon, you said.
Yes.
Saigon.
Is this
spoon
available?
That one's available.
Is it? Okay.
Oh.
That one's clean, yeah.
Oh, okay. Here we go. This is cinnamon?
I love that one. That
cinnamon
really
what?
Good.
Just cinnamon?
Just straight cinnamon
ice cream. It's Saigon cinnamon.
Oh, Saigon cinnamon?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What's this one?
That's the gingerbread. Yeah.
Oh, that's the gingerbread. We haven't tried that.
I think we've got a winner here. Wow.
Oh, you
I
like
love
the cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
my favorite.
Here, I'll love the cinnamon. Here, there's our meerkat, everyone. Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Ooh, the gingerbread.
And there's a little different
too.
Texture to that one.
Totally
with, you got a little bit of cinnamon in your bite, I think. So
yeah.
Do the texture
but
off
which
of it.
Is really good.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know which one. I think I like the creme. brulee.
Oh, really? Over the cinnamon?
I'm not so close.
I kind of like the cinnamon. That is really good.
That is tasty.
I think that might be my favorite, yeah.
And then there's still candy
gingerbread
cane, and that's
cookie.
Peppermint.
The gingerbread cookie, though, gives you that little zing of the gingerbread.
That's right.
When I didn't see chunks of gingerbread in it, I wasn't positive that I would get that, but that was really good. And this is the cinnamon?
Peppermint. Yeah, try peppermint.
Mm-hmm. So he's not a mint friend.
That's white chocolate peppermint. That one's really good, too. It's got chocolate flakes, some candy cane pieces.
Oh, wow.
Now, I have a question. So the smallest batch that you can make is a gallon.
A gallon's pretty safe. Because when you start getting smaller, it's a lot harder to really try to get the flavors to work well. Mm, so a gallon's a good starting point.
Okay. Yep. And so, but they can make more than a gallon. Oh,
absolutely. Wow. You get a 3 gallon batch if you want.
Very good.
Okay. That's a lot of ice cream.
Now, let's say that you make a gallon of ice cream. Can you have it broken up into these, are these pint size? Half pint?
These are half pints.
Half pint. So could, if I say I want to make a gallon, but I want you to put it, can you put it into the pints?
Okay. Definitely do that. Absolutely.
Because, of course, you want to be able to have it stay fresh in your freezer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So families could come together and figure out a family flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Candy.
Right? So it could be like, this is the Erdo family Christmas flavor, or the Isaac family
for Christmas
gifts
flavor. For teachers, you could do that.
Isn't that awesome? Which one is that? I just heard a wow out of Kathleen.
That one's a white
chocolate.
That is amazing. Yes. Oh. And I didn't think I would like it, but that's why I said wow.
This really?
Candy awesome. Cane here.
The candy
cane
one's really strong.
White chocolate peppermint.
And that's the peppermint. Maybe I should try
that. I do love
let's
white chocolate
peppermint.
Raspberry, but if it's white chocolate.
Which one? The white chocolate?
That's the white chocolate? Okay, this is
candy cane is strong.
The candy cane is really strong.
Yeah,
it's intense.
It's like got a candy cane in my mouth right now.
Okay, I'm going to try that after you, David.
Isn't that always the way it is, Joseph?
White chocolate peppermint.
Well, this is good.
And
it's,
he doesn't
it's a
normally
mild
like peppermint.
It's not really a strong peppermint.
Yep.
You're right, Kathleen. This is fantastic.
It's a wow.
You already had that, right?
I've had that. Yeah, yeah.
These are. Wow.
I think they are all delicious, but I think the cinnamon is the winner for me.
I love the cinnamon.
I think I'm voting for the brulee. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all great, but there's something about that. It's sort of mild and smooth. And
I'm majorly confused right now.
Yeah,
they're
so good.
Wow. Wow.
Although the chocolate, the what is it called?
Abuelitas.
That was really
Abuelitas.
Good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Well, that has the cinnamon in it, too, as well as the dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I like that cinnamon, by the way.
Yeah. So, Nindy, how many flavors do you have at any one time?
We got about 40 flavors at the Levine store, and there were about 12 flavors at the Gilbert store. The Gilbert store, we're still growing.
Okay.
But the Levine store is where we do all the production, where we make it all, so we're always rotating flavors. So we've done a white chocolate raspberry before. That's really good. A white chocolate raspberry cheesecake.
Oh, well, I love white chocolate.
Yeah, now, it's really good.
She was talking about her Cookie Monster favorite flavor, Miss Ava told me about.
Yep.
And she said it had cookie dough chunks and Oreo cookie chunks. So you can make them with chunks of things or with ribbons of things.
You got it.
So like if you wanted to take the caramelized sugar and make a little strand within your creme brulee, you could do that, even though you already have the flavor.
Oh. Yeah, our best seller in the Levine is we call a flavor called the Levine Concrete Mix. It's a creation we came up with right before we opened. So it's a caramel ice cream with caramel swirls, chocolate crunch, and graham crumbs. And it's been a winner since day one, and that one's really good.
Do you make anything with butterscotch?
Concrete.
We did some butterscotch this year, and I think we're going to launch some butterscotch in 2016.
That's my fave.
I grew up in Canada, and butterscotch ripple is my favorite flavor.
Yeah, we're about in Canada.
Niagara Falls.
Oh, wow. Okay.
St. Catharines? Or
have you heard of Welland?
No.
It's right beside St. Catharines in Niagara Falls.
Okay.
Right there. Right.
Buffalo Sabre fan or
I'm not.
Toronto?
I'm neither. I should be a hockey fan. I know I'm Canadian, but...
Yeah, but that's cool.
I root for the Cardinals.
But Cardinals. And it's warmer here, too.
It is much warmer, yes.
So you like it out here?
I do. I miss the snow, though.
Oh, you do?
I do miss the snow.
You could go to Flagstaff, right?
We could, yes. We've gone. We're taking the kids in snow.
Oh,
I like
but overall, you like it?
Yes. I love Phoenix.
Yeah.
Been here for 10 years.
Wow. So you visited Buffalo a lot, huh?
Yes. Yes.
That gets snowy.
Very snowy.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Now, we did ask him this outside, but I want to hear, because this is a holiday show.
Yes.
Okay. But I like his reasoning when I said, how did you get into the business of making ice cream? What was, and I would love to hear his answer. again on the air.
We opened up just over 5 years ago in Laveen, and at the time, it was right when the economy was really starting to crash there with the housing market. And our store used to be a cold stone that went out of business. So we were able to jump in there and take it over. And we really just wanted to provide some of those family-friendly. Ava at the time was 3. We had a newborn that was 30 days old before we opened.
Wow.
And so I was just trying to create a family atmosphere where families could go, get a good value, and get a great product. And we wanted to differentiate ourselves, and that's why I decided to make our own ice cream. So the very first time I made ice cream was about a week before we opened.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was pretty crazy. It was just, we had no idea what we were doing, but we jumped all in. And
how has that been? I mean, your first business you've ever owned, right?
Yes, yeah.
And what went through your emotional spectrum?
You know, I've, that was 6 years ago, I guess, and we were just ready to go all in and try something different. I worked in the airline industry in the past and just wanted a bit of a break, wanted to be more, spend more time with my family. And at the time, we had nothing to lose, so we're like, you know what, let's just go all in and kind of be a little crazy. And here we are 6 years later. So.
And the advice you'd give people, if you're going to go into business or anything you do, go all in.
Go
just
all in.
Don't go halfway, right?
Yeah, yeah, and definitely believe in what you're doing. Like, I love food. I really do love eating. And we just wanted a high-quality product, you know, so we didn't want to sacrifice our product whatsoever. So even as we develop our flavors, we work with lots of different companies with our flavor background. So we don't work with just one company exclusively. We're always trying to find new products. And so hence the butterscotch. We had a restaurant reach out to us a couple months ago and asked us to make some unique flavors for them.
Oh, wow.
And so we got a butterscotch sampling from a company out in the East Coast, and it was phenomenal. So
are you is it strictly retail, or are you a distributor to restaurants too?
We do some restaurants as well. Yep.
Is that something in your strategic planning you're going to be doing more and more of?
We do. We actually work with a distributor. We can't say the restaurants that carry our product, but there's several places in the Biltmore up in Scottsdale that carry our product. It's under a different label. And so we do some unique variations. We've done, like, we do a mascarpone ice cream. We do a cannoli crunch, which is ricotta cheese based.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was going to say they could basically create their own house recipes, so to speak, for their dessert. What a phenomenal idea.
We've done a brown butter every once in a while. That's really good when you brown the butter. And that one is
that phenomenal. Gives it that nutty flavor. When you brown the butter, it gives
you get
it that
brown
nutty
specks inside of there.
Now the website is scooptacular.com.
You got it.
Scooptacular.com. Everyone needs to check this out. You've got the contact information on there, the two different locations. Everyone check out Scooptacular, the holiday season. Get these flavors before they're gone.
Yes.
And try your hand at making your own flavors too.
Absolutely.
And how far in advance do you have to schedule that?
At least a week or two. The more time you can give us, the better it is, especially if you want to do something that's a little more off the wall. We've done alcohol-based flavors. Like, we've done a whiskey vanilla, Merlot sorbet, which is really good.
Really?
So.
Oh, that's so nice. Now, do you have birthday parties in your store?
There's actually one going on right now, yes.
So right in the store, you have the facilities to do that.
It's right before we open, so the kids can just run around, go crazy, make an entire mess, and you can leave.
That's a good place.
And you get to clean it up.
That's right.
Now, first of all, we want to thank you so much, Nindy, for joining us in studio. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And you're hearing Seth MacFarlane singing Marshmallow World right here on Breakthrough Entertainment's star-studded Christmas special. He's taking us into a brief break, but we'll be right back with entertaining expert Mark Steinyes on behalf of Home and Family, and more chances to win Bill Maher tickets, so keep it tuned to KPHX 1480 AM.
And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, shining so your nose won't freeze. And the world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world's your snowball just for a song, so get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In the winter, it's a marshmallow world.